How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
Get ready for your unofficial dental hygiene podcast. These are the tales of two hygienists, one East Coast RDH and one West Coast Guygenist. Listen as they tackle the profession of dental hygiene with humor and enthusiasm. Now, please join Michelle Strange and Andrew Johnston as they tell you a tale of two hygienists.
So this is going to be a bonus episode, everyone. We are talking specifically about an amazing opportunity that is near and dear to the heart of myself and, of course, Michelle as well. We are going to talk about charitable dentistry, or also known as mission trips. And we have one coming up that Michelle and I really want to help you be able to go on. And so if you are in a place that you have some time off in October, the 13th through the 19th, we have the mission trip for you.
And not only that, we want to help you financially get to that trip, because we also know that that's sometimes a barrier for people. And the one thing that Andrew and I always wanted to do with this podcast was support people and be very altruistic with our mission, which is to help others and to get the world healthier.
And I think that you guys have listened to enough of our promo spots to warrant us to be able to help you now. So thank you for listening to all that. This is the purpose for that. It is not, again, it's not for Michelle and I to get rich. We're definitely far from that. But this is, we want to give back so bad. And thank you again to our sponsors for allowing this to happen. This is just, it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do is, Michelle, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to do a contest.
Yeah.
So what are they?
Because we like to watch you compete.
Dance for us, our little puppets. Dance. So what do they have to do?
Okay, so they're going to have to send us a video about 1 to 2 minutes long, and we're going to have you do, tell us three things. What are those three things,
One,
Andrew?
Why do you want to go? Two, why should we choose you specifically out of all the other people that are applying? Why should we choose you to go? And three, what does charitable dentistry mean to you specifically? I feel like, you know, don't try and come up with what we want to hear. We want really authentic and true answers, because I think that Somos is a group that really thrives on authenticity, and we want to help them with people like us that are authentic and true to ourselves.
Yeah. And so with this trip, it's through Somos Amigos, and you'll actually be going with Andrew. We're looking for one person to send on that trip with Andrew. And tell us a little bit about it, because this is a trip that I have not been on before. What does that look like?
Yeah, so it's very interesting, very unique, very different than a lot of other trips. However, it's actually also very similar to the ones that you've heard Michelle describe with One World Health. The idea is not to go in and solve things for a quick weekend and then get out and then never see these people again. This is comprehensive medical and dental all in one trip. And it's going back to the same community 4 times a year to make sure that the same people are getting healthy, and their neighbors, who are maybe new patients or whatever, are also now benefiting from their works. It's a little bit different also because you're going to be out up on top of the mountaintops with the most beautiful views. You're not going to be staying in a Hilton. This is not going to be a glamorous stay. However, what happens is we all, so the men and the women are divided unless you're a married couple, and we stay in the homes of some of the residents. The residents won't be around. It's still private, it's still secluded. They still have showers and things like that. But it is very much a, you work hard, you eat well, and then you go to sleep because you are exhausted after the end of the day. So it doesn't really matter what kind of bed you have. You just want a bed. But there will be privacy. There's a lot of walking involved in this. I think I was going to try and get Daniel on this one time to interview him. And these are hills. Like you have to be in great shape, but you have to be able to walk up and down hills. It's a couple of miles of walking a day. And then the meals are also going to be local Dominican fare. So don't expect, you know, that you're going to have a McDonald's that you're going to be able to go to every day that you just love and you can't live without your McDonald's or your Starbucks coffee. Like, we're not going to have Starbucks. Mm-hmm. But what you will have is some locally made coffee where they
– which is way better.
Dry it, roast it right up there. They have tea. They have a hot cocoa. Not a hot chocolate, but more of a hot cocoa. That's really amazing. A lot of chicken-based dishes. They'll have eggs in the morning, things like that. One of the meals every day, I think, is vegetarian as well. So that's kind of nice. But they don't really accommodate for a lot of sensitivities. So again, if you are someone who is sensitive to foods, this might not be the right thing for you. But what you'll do is you'll go down, you'll serve for 4 days, working hard in a clinic, and it's just a good time. You just feel so good.
Yeah. And so we are going to support some of it, and then some of it will be out of your pocket. Right. Do you know how much that would be for them?
Out of your pocket, you can expect about $350. And between us and Somos Amigos, we will pay the rest. So the rest, meaning we will pay for, there'll be a hotel night stay the night you get in, and then the night before you leave, we'll stay in a nice hotel. And then it'll also pay for all of your food while you're there. And it'll pay for the transportation in country and things like that. So you'll be responsible for your registration fee. And then also, I think last time I went, I think it was like $10 for like your visa when you get in there. Visa? Is that the right word?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And 10, I don't know about Dominican, but the other countries I've been to, it's like 10 very crisp dollar bills. Yes, like you can't.
That's true. Good call on that one.
A crumpled crisp has to be a crisp dollar or $10 bill. So that I thought that was always funny. Yeah. But so I think this is a great opportunity for anyone who was looking for the chance to serve globally and maybe financially has been a little hindered by going on some of these trips. This is absolutely one of a great opportunity, and you get to go with Andrew, and we do just ask for you to give us some podcast content.
Can I also add, make sure you have a passport. I know that sounds silly and stupid, but like, have a passport. You need a passport to go somewhere for this. And then also,
and you still have time to get it.
Plenty of time. I also wanted to make sure we mentioned a couple of things. One, this is a 501c3 company or organization, I guess, not a company. And so that $350 is a charitable contribution. So it is write off on your taxes, but it is non-government based and is also not religiously affiliated. And so the community that we're going to is a Catholic Christian community. And so we're still going to respect the community and their beliefs, but I myself am not Catholic. And I still would, you know, when I go there, I'm expected to follow their guidelines. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to take, what is it called? Communion. You don't have to take communion or anything like that. But you'll be the males will be expected to wear, long pants, no shorts. And then the women are also expected to, you know, be dressed appropriately as well. And we just don't want to offend anyone that is down there. There will be a lot of other information given out, if you're chosen. But you can go to somosamigos.org and download some of the new volunteer information packets and read through all that. You also can go to the Somos Amigos Medical Dental Missions Facebook page. And I think I said that wrong, so let me look at it again. It is the Somos Amigos Medical Missions. There we go. That's on Facebook. And you can see photos of what the clinic looks like. It is, while I kind of describe the community as not really up to date on a lot of things, the dental portion of it is one of the best dental mission trip clinics that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You'll have a chair. You'll have a Cavitron. Nice. You'll have, I think it was PDT instruments while we were there. And the doctors will be doing fillings. They do a composite and amalgams. There's fluoride. There's everything you can want. They can do dentures there as well. The only thing that we don't do is crown and bridge. They can do root canals. They're outfitted for everything. So this is a great organization. It's run very well. We will introduce you to Frank. You'll love Frank. He's one of the best. And I think you guys will have a really good time if you're chosen.
Well, and we are really excited to extend this to our listeners. So spread the word and send us your 1 to 2 minute videos with those three things in there. And you want to either email that to us at ataleoftwohygienists@gmail.com, or you can upload it to YouTube and send us the link either through our email or through Facebook Messenger at ataleoftwohygienists.com. Any other details you can provide?
I think that sums it up really nicely. October 13th to the 19th will be the trip, but usually we go in and for me I have to leave on the 12th to be able to get there by the 13th. So yeah, it'll be awesome. Everyone will have a really good time.
Well, good luck to you all. We look forward to seeing your videos.
Thanks, everyone.